you know, all that manipulation stuff, all that's considered violent. And so NVC is like there's a four-step process. And how it works is the first step is observation. The second step is you put out your feelings. The third step is you associate that to your need. That's oftentimes if you're having a difficult feeling, a negative, more negative feeling, chances are it's an unmet need. So you talk about the need that's not being met. And then after that, you make a very clear, concise request. And so as an example, I tried it out with at the time, my brother-in-law. I sent an email. I said, I've noticed that the last few times I emailed you, I didn't get a reply. So right away, it's an observation. I'm not saying you're bad. I'm not saying you're ignoring me. Why are you ignoring me? Hey, I noticed you're, because that's what I would have done, okay?
Right.
Without NVC, I would have said, yo, you ignoring me. No, I said, I noticed that the last few emails, I didn't get a reply. Then I say, this makes me feel a little sad. And because I said it makes me feel a little sad, so I right away, vulnerability, I felt sad. I feel a little sad because my need for connection is not being met. My need for connection is not being met. So I express the need that I have to connect with you, my brother-in-law. And
Yes.
then afterwards, I didn't make a request right away. Instead of making a request, you can also do, I want to go for more connection. I'm big on, you know, so I said, I wrote, how does it make you feel hearing me express myself in this way?
Ooh.
Rather than make a request, like I could have made a request, I could have just said, well, would you be willing to write back to this email and then maybe we can set times where we can have a conversation? That could have been a request and that would have been fine. But I said, how does it make you feel hearing me express myself in this way? And did you know he wrote back more than he's ever written ever? Like he wrote paragraphs back, you know, and it all started with just that four-step process. And so I really, it's not perfect. It's not going to cure all problems. It's not going to solve all world issues. But
Yes.
I do think that it's a beautiful tool. And if you come with that same energy that you bring to meditation, which is a willingness to observe and to validate, and you come with kindness and patience, you come with non-judgment, all these things
Yeah.
that we cultivate during meditation, you bring that energy into your communication. I'm pretty sure it's going to go better than it would have if you did it your way, the old way of, you know, you're
Yes.
ignoring me.
I love that. I actually love that. And that is so helpful. I'm sure a lot of people, once they listen to this on the morning show, that they are going to be very intrigued. This is very helpful. I'm taking notes right now. I'm gonna actually, when I hang up with you, I'm gonna use that. I'm gonna use that. I had learned some skills too, like, you know, to make things a little bit easier, because some people find that having those conversations actually make them lose their power, especially men. It feels like they're, you know, they're giving up their power. And we never want that to be the issue. So we want to teach, for me, I go through it in my mind with the men in my life. I want to teach the men in my life how to communicate without making them feel like they've lost their power. So when you're not on time for an event or an occasion or a meeting that you were supposed to have, when you show up, they have a hard time saying, sorry, I'm late. But we don't want them to have to say, sorry, I'm late. We would tell them to say, thank you for your patience. Thank you for waiting for me. It means a lot to me. It takes away them from them feeling that way. So I think that what you just did also was give us a tool that we can use that's non-threatening to the self, or to the, I guess, to the ego, even though that shouldn't really be important. But for some people, just starting out actually is a tool, a very helpful tool. Next, I want to, if we could touch on a little bit with, well, we kind of did do identifying emotions and how to articulate, articulate them, but if you can give me anything more on that end, mindful listening. Tell me what your views are on mindful listening.
Oh, I think mindful listening, I mean, that's part of what I, on Saturdays I have a meditation circle in French at 1 and then in English at 3. And we do a lot of mindful listening. I put them off in pairs and I always tell them, listen, okay, so you're going to sit with someone one-on-one. And as a listener, your job is to sit there and to listen with your full body. And like in a meditation, your attention is going to go elsewhere. The other person is going to be talking and you're going to have some other thoughts. Your attention, you just bring your attention back to the speaker. And now when you're listening, you want to be open. When you find yourself judging, this is me judging, let go of that judgment. When you, whatever it is, you're able to observe, able to validate and accept whatever arises, but you're holding that person with your presence. And to me, that's what makes mindful listening really powerful. And we don't do it enough. We don't know how to do it, but it's really about, you know, that's what holding space is. You're just saying, here we are. And your presence is powerful when you're really present. Most people aren't present, but your presence is a gift. And you're offering that gift to the speaker. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing that happens when you do that. Mindful listening is so powerful. I don't know if it's possible to be heard, to be listened to in a mindful manner, in an empathetic manner, and not feel better, regardless of what you're going through. I know so many guys are like, you know what? It's the first time I felt like I was really listened to. And you know, like, and it feels good to be heard, to be seen. That feels good. That feels really good. You know, and so mindful listening allows us to do that for each other. Very important. You know, I think there should be time set aside for friends, for couples, for siblings to really just, all right, I get 4 minutes and you're just going to listen to me? All right. And the person really just listens. And then after, if you want, the person can do some validating. Like, so what I'm hearing is you're struggling at work because you feel like people don't quite get you and you're having trouble being vulnerable with your colleagues because, yes, that's it. And you just want to throw back out what you heard. And that feels good too when someone, you're starting to feel, you feel like, oh, that person understands me. You know, you're not there to offer solutions. You're not there. Now, if you want, you can say like, hey, something came to me. Would you want to hear it? You can say that, but don't, we tend to jump right away. You know what you should do? No. Like I told the group on Saturday one time, flat out, I said, listen, when someone's sharing, they're going through stuff. You think you got solutions? You ain't got no solutions. You ain't got solutions. It's not the time for solutions. Right now, let's just hold space for what those difficult emotions are. Let's hold space for that. But we don't want to sit with the discomfort of that. So we prefer to come up with some solution. No, you got to sit with those uncomfortable feelings. Sit with that fear. Sit with that those feels of sadness, of jealousy. Sit with that. Where is that manifest in your body? Where is that? Sit with that. Yeah.
Learn how to grow through that feeling. That's important.
Yeah. And, you know, because chances are, I mean, the solution thing, what you need to do is, no, what that person is expressing right now is a moment of suffering. They're having a moment of suffering. You think you tell them what they can do tomorrow is going to, right now, they are suffering. Let's just hold space. That's why I say your solution is a part of genius. But in this moment, this person just needs to be heard empathetically. That's all they need. They just need to be heard. And if we were there, a hug, empathy, compassion.
That's my special too. I think that's a good form of communication also. I think hugs, platonic touch, those things are important. I think I think so many people don't get that. You know, a lot of people, it always goes to another extreme when it comes to sometimes touching. So people get uncomfortable, you know, not knowing where it comes from. But just natural platonic touch, a hug, someone that everything is going to be okay, regardless of how it works out. It's going to be.
Exactly.
That's exactly. Real.
Exactly.
Well, that is beautiful. If we could, would you like to end this segment on with any words in particular, any words of wisdom, anything you'd like to offer? And please give us all of your handles so we know how to reach you and how the people know how to attend your classes and your seminars, because I'm sure after this, they will definitely.
So this is where I go on to just talking to Fimo about his handles, and he'll come in at this point and just give us that information. We had lost connection at some point, so this is the information, and this is how you can reach him for any meditation sessions and anything else that you need to know about his business and what he does.
Keep coming back to your breath. Keep coming home to yourself. So, like, have moments throughout the day where you can just pause. Maybe in transitions, like you're moving from your house to the car, or maybe you're going from your kitchen to the living room, or maybe you're even changing tasks. You're doing something like this at work. You're doing some filing stuff, and now you got to make a call. Take a moment between. There's a moment of transition to just recognize. Here I am, and then have a moment to just. Love on yourself. I love myself and I accept myself just as I am. That's probably one of my favorite affirmations. I love myself and I accept myself just as I am. And then go on with your day, but keep coming back to your breath. Keep coming home to yourself. Because the more presence, the more you can go inward and bring that outward. Well, you'll see. Things just change around you. You change and your environment changes as well. So that's probably what I would suggest. That's what I always tell myself, and that's what I tell other people. In terms of handles, I've been on a social media sort of like break since, I don't know, it's been like 3.5 months. But I do have, you know, Instagram and Facebook, Fimo Mitchell. But what's really happening right now is whenthevillagemeditates.com. That's where you want to go, because there's actually a meditation program that's on there right now, 12-week that I created. And it's available for download. So, people can go and check it out. It'll take you from beginning, like first meditation, like sitting, to all the way to the last week is setting intentions. So, wondervillagemeditates.com.
Please go ahead.
And I was just saying, and everyone's welcome to join a Saturday session, and all the information on the website. So come to the website, leave a message, and someone will get back to you real quick.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. This interview was so interesting. I'm so happy that I was actually the one that got to interview you today. I feel like this message was for me. So I truly appreciate you for our little mini therapy session. Thank you very much for my beginner's 101 to meditating. It was great. It was amazing. Thank you. And you are amazing. I hope to have you on the show again. And I hope that you can come into the live audience at some point again and grace us with your presence. Thank you so much, Fimo.
Great. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the invitation. I appreciate you, the whole team.
And I am Kaya, and you can find me at Strong Firm Bottom, all one word, on Instagram, and make sure you check out Bud Yelp on YouTube. Yeah. Thank you. Peace, boo.
Got to go to the website.
Word.
That was great.
No, it really was.
I had a couple of takeaways on there that I had to take notes on because he mentioned listening with your whole body.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was interesting. And there's something I had seen that women and men listen and communicate differently, and how apparently for women, speaking face to face is more effective, and for men, speaking side to side is more effective. And then I kind of started looking at people, and then I see they actually do that. Like, men will sit next to each other and like have a whole conversation, and then women like to kind of just be like face to face and having conversations. And when you do it in the opposite manner. It creates a certain level of, not discomfort, but it's just not the same ease. So then sometimes it's like, so if you have a message that you're trying to put across, and you're a woman going to having that conversation with the man, then maybe you're best being side to side and having that conversation together. And vice versa, if you're a male trying to speak to a woman, maybe really like stopping and watching them is more important. And I kind of did some observation after that. I was just like, huh, yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
That's true.
The other thing that he said that I was just like, so I'm a solution driven person. And so when he said to sit with this with the discussion without trying to find a solution, that's a work in progress for me. Because to me, it's like, all right, here's the issue. We're gonna bring it forth. How do we resolve this? I'm gonna have to see how I could put that in practice about sitting with just the emotion and what we're feeling, and let's just sit in this. That made me uncomfortable hearing it.
I felt triggered. Me too.
But it's not a, wouldn't that be an ego thing then? Because it's like, you just want to solve the problem. And they're like, but that's not even what I need. No, I just want you to listen to me.
And it could be, it could very well be. Yeah. But in my mindset is that the reason why I always want to move to solutions is that I don't want to dwell in the problem. Because then you can spiral into that. Mm-hmm. But then that's not giving yourself the space to feel the feels, to feel the emotion, to acknowledge the emotion that I'm feeling. Why am I feeling that? Acknowledge that I am actually, this is what I'm actually feeling. So if you rush to the solution, it's like, okay, this is how we're going to resolve this between you and I, but it won't resolve the core of why do I feel this way when XYZ happens.
Yeah.
So you have to live in that.
Feel it.
Like you have to live in that feeling. Feel it in it. Yeah. And that's a brand new concept.
No, I love it. This is why this is Empower Hour. These are things that's like, it bends your mind where you're like, oh, I wasn't thinking like that at all.
And that's where tough talk comes into it, because we're in a community where it's not necessarily taught to show your emotion. And because we're supposed to just get up, dust it off, walk it off.
Like, we're always in a rush. There's no time for that.
No time. No time. So that was a huge highlight from there.
So we have, awesome. So we have one of the members from our studio audience who would like to chime in. Brother Raymond?
Hi, how are you doing, guys?
Good. Thanks for being on with us.
No problem. I'm just coming a bit late. I had another meeting to go to, but sorry for that. So I guess today's topic is about communication, I guess?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. So I considering her from FEMA and everybody else there, I think communication is getting harder and harder these days, of course, the pandemic. And like you guys touched upon, is that the ends of feeling like a solid handshake is not no longer these days. I think having eye contact is only the way to do it by Zoom or by other platforms that people have. And now it's just, I guess,
creating a disconnect.
Face now you gotta go on online stuff. So it's crazy that to how this day and age now. I know back in the day when I was younger, cops and robbers in the neighborhood was a thing. Now it's like, who has the best computer now? What's the best console now? Those are the things right now for kids and sometimes adults.
Yeah, absolutely right. So it is like, and it's funny because technology is supposed to be technically bringing us closer.
Exactly.
That's the trick. That's what they sold us.
I don't think that's the true. I think it's very useful. Don't get me wrong, but I don't think that was the core of what it was there for.
Well, it creates unity in its own way, but it also gives people a way to not be genuine. So it's like, if I have time to really think about what I want to communicate, it's not as clear as if I was in front of you and like you could see and feel how I'm feeling. I could be like, delete that, come back an hour later, send you I think technology is kind of messing up the natural communication.
Well, it's developed some great keyboard warriors, that's for sure. And a whole troll community. You know, I had seen a post the other day, or actually it wasn't a post, someone was doing a compilation video. And they were talking about celebrities responding to comments. And so one guy was just like, oh my gosh, you should kill yourself. And so the celebrity wrote back. He's like, why do you feel that way? The guy literally said, he's like, oh, I didn't even think you read this. I actually think you're a really great guy, and I was just really trolling. You know, yeah. you really shouldn't read comments. You really shouldn't respond to that. He's like, okay. Well, you think you don't? He's like, maybe you shouldn't write these things. I don't know.
Good point. Raymond, thank you. Thank you again for your comment. Thank you. Go ahead.
No, some people really just use it to get their own anger out, but it's just that's all they're doing. They don't really care. I try to tell that to people all the time. Because let them start writing a message and their mom falls down the stairs, they're going to stop writing the message and deal with what they care about. So it's like some people are just really letting out their trolling just to let it out. But it's a weird thing to do, though, to wake up and just be angry and hate on people.
Well, I'm telling you, last week we spoke about this, that I am being trolled on a level that actually brought me to make some really, really big steps in my life. So I'm being bullied, and I am currently blocked for 30 days on Facebook for defending myself from some trolls. And they didn't understand I'm the mother of trolls. They didn't get that part, right? They didn't get that part of the memo. Right. So when they start trolling me, oh, you fat, your body looks disgusting. So I go to their page and I find them. I'm like, oh, I see the lady and her husband. She fat, he ugly. I'm like, which one is you, the fat one or the ugly one? I'm just trying to identify who's talking right now. And sometimes it just takes the piss out of you. It makes you just feel like, no, today is your day. Today I'm going to make time for you. You know, and usually I respond back with my music video when people do stuff. But you know what? This day, I was just like, no.
You woke up with violence.
I woke up with violence. That's what happened. I chose violence. But I understand sometimes how it goes. And you know what? I've been a troll. I've been a troll before. I am trollish. I don't care. If you do something, you put it. Listen, so that's why I usually can handle it when I'm being trolled. But this time, boy, I didn't tap me and say, yeah, today is us. So my homegirl had to message me and she said, yo, I just seen you respond back like 50 messages, bro. Listen, get offline. I'm coming over.
Right.
So sometimes, I get it. And you probably shouldn't respond. And it just gives the other people
it
looking
fuels.
On.
It yeah. fuels the troll. It.
But 100%. I can tell you, the video that they're trolling me on has 715,000 views. Okay, so I'm about to find someone who knows how to capitalize on this type of stuff. Yo. And let's get this big fat unshapely girl some money, yeah? Because we think we have to sue the metaverse.
Yeah.
I think we have to do it.
So with that, I think we're ready for a musical break. Unless do we have something? But actually, you know what? Before we go into the Bobby mix, can we splice with starting with Great? Can I give you this device and you play MCD Solo Great? I think it's so in line. You could play the clean version there. It's so in line with what we're discussing right now, just in terms of the trolling. I find it really funny. I'm listening to it, I'm like, it's so ironic.
So I actually wrote that song. It was one of my friends that has like 10,000 followers, and it was just like, she's always getting attacked, and I was like, but bro, it's because you're great and you're hating on that. So and then it sparked the idea. Yeah.
You know, you're the last person I think I have to tell you to talk into the mic. Oh,
up. damn shame. Why they hating on you? They don't even know your name. Sad. Why you so mad? Cause it won't be you so bad. Hating on success, probably why you never get it. Focus on yourself and get the fuck up on my business. You see competition, but I see motivation. I ain't got no limits. That's probably why you hating.
Why you hating? Damn.
You should just hate on yourself.
Word. So that's what it is. So that was MCD Solo. Great. So now it is time for the one and only Bobby Payne. What happened? What is dramatic pause? You guys, you guys didn't like the dramatic pause. Oh. Like it's one of those things, guys. All right. So that's what it is, guys. So let's.
We all don't have to like everything.
Yeah, I'm just saying dramatic pause is where it's at right now.
In life. Take a little break. Musical break. In life. If you want any type of musical needs, catch me at all platforms, DJ Bobby Payne, one word. I'm a DJ that loves to play music. Just want to make sure everybody's having a good day.
Like royalty, royalty, hey. If I make it in a life, who I gon' be living like royalty? So me have to make it in a life. Never ever have to think twice, no way. If I ever make it in a life, who I gon' be living like royalty? So me have to set it in a life. Never ever have to think twice, no way. Me used to sleep on Stagger Cove. Me used to sleep on Corey Coach. And they never left me out. Me used to live at Eddie House. Me never keep me own a key. Shakima used to let me out. Me bring him with me, go LA. It's like a him get nominated. Watch the Grammy side of me. Cause how much people can you say would feed you when you're hungry, when you're broke, then bless you with money. But I have been so fortunate, surrounded by so many people, make sure I say me compensating. And them they think me can't forget. Your daughter and my daughter wants me living, she no happy friend. If I ever make it in a life, you want to be.
Pull up. So yeah, we're going to this next track.
Grand Rising, my kings and my queens.
Hey, on the beat.
My name is DJ Bobby Payne. Just have to tell everybody right now, feel wake up.
Girl, you a diamond. Girl, you a star. So any other man that hurt you, he done went too far. You put the time in. You played your part. So any man that lost you, didn't know. Say nobody find past you. You're such a lovely lady. And I know that you deserve somebody nice. Did I mention that I am single, yeah? I know you are the one, no. So whenever you need one to talk to, call me lady. You can always count on me, yeah. Girl, if you want, I can be your refuge. I'll come to your rescue. Girl, I'm here to impress you, yeah.
Go na go, go na go, like I go na go.
body, oh. My name me girl, this one no funny, It's a miracle, oh yeah, come test my money, oh. I got a you, oh yeah, come meet my mommy, oh. It be you, oh, they ginger my body,
What's it bad now? What's it elevate? Yeah, yeah. Oh, do you mean you call it heaven? I don't bad belly, want to suffocate. Yeah, yeah. With the bad, you want to jellyfocate. Yeah, yeah. All I told you, yeah, my body was it. Oh, I told you, yeah, my body was it. What the told you, yeah, my body was it. Body was it, yeah, my body was it. What's it bad now? Yeah, what's it bad now?
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne. Ooh,
yeah. Monkey go go market, you know go fit to come back. Boy, I'm at the way they mess for church, you smell them. I know they like to make plenty noise. I they cut my foot back, calling to my side. So how I want to steal my key from my when I get this back. One. One day, I know they like to blow my trumpets. I know they like to blow my trumpets.
Baby, my Valentine.
Turn it up,
turn it up. Yeah, turn it up. Make you wet the rush. If you leave me a good time, I swear. You are like the oxygen I need to survive. I'll be honest. Loving this daughter in me, I am so obsessed. I want to chop your own heart. I'm a need my candy's feel. But now make us feel. Yeah, my love wanting to make a bad man feel.
I go spend for your head. Talk all they want, I don't care what they said. Cause your mother, now in my con, they carry for my head. Every night, now you are one, they carry to my bed. Oh, no, no, don't tell me, no, no, no.
Now get ready, be my partner, be entertained, enlightened, and empowered.
I'm lucky, no need to
with the Empower Hour.
Hey, what you doing, oh, yeah, baby, carry go. Your body, they back at me, see. Come on, make us
see.
Now you know they got my body.
Oh, Lord.
They move me, I keep on with me. Oh, no, no, no.
Faced with sickle cell anemia, the solution is in our blood. It's a matter of genetics. The more people from the Black communities who give blood, the better our chances to find compatible donors to help those affected by this disease. Faced with sickle cell anemia, we can't leave anyone behind. We have to donate. So don't wait. Book an appointment today at hemequebec.qc.ca because giving is in our blood.
Good. Great. Not bad at all. A-okay. Tickety-boo. Fine, thanks. All good. It's going gangbusters. Just great. When people ask us how we're doing, we often say fine, even if it's not always the case. If you aren't fine, say something. To get help, call Info Sociale 811. Because talking is the first step towards getting better. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Yo, what's going on, the Empower Hour?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, this week is a week here, and in entertainment, I can't say that it's been anything less. Listen, I am looking at these celebrities right now, and I said, you know what? You guys are really doing y'all jobs, because y'all are supposed to be entertaining, and y'all are entertaining me. Now, there's a couple of artists that you know that sometimes I just be fixated on because I just feel like, oh, those is my people. But sometimes I got to step outside the box, yo. Oh, gosh. So where do I start? So let me start with
I seen some stuff with Russell Simmons and Lil' Kim. Mm-hmm. Now I'm gonna tell you something. Kim looking super spicy these days. I don't know if you've seen her. All her plastic surgery has finally settled into place.
Okay, because yeah, I was saying.
No, she looks like money. Y'all better stop playing with her. Okay, I think her and K Michelle and them all went to the same doctor and got their better faces. Let me tell you something.
Okay, Kim. All right, I ain't mad at that.
Anyways, listen. If I say Russell Simmons is looking, you better know what time it is, because we know what kind of girls he like. He don't mess with nothing but models.
Right.
Kim is looking good right now, but she literally has him Google Gaga. Really? Now, I don't know why they would post this if he's not planning on, like, or maybe this is what we're looking at. Maybe,
wait, they're a thing? They're an item?
I don't think they're an item, but I think in their interaction, he kind of, like, lost it. Maybe he didn't realize how fond of little Kim he actually was until he met her. Ooh, he's smitten, exactly. He is going through a thing. So you see him smiling like a Cheshire Cat. Now, we already know he's a smile. He got big teeth and stuff. But this is something different, and you can tell in his eyes. So I'm looking for any future details or any future little hints that I may see about these two, but I think we should keep a lookout for them, because I think that Lil Kim might actually be Jody Watley in it right now, looking for a new love. So I think that we need to keep our eyes open for this, because I think that this is a new couple connection in Hollywood. So let's look into it. And she could use a billionaire in her life right now, so big up to Kim.
That's right. I don't think that was right, but
why?
No, I'm just saying.
What's wrong with a woman with ambition?
Yeah, okay. That's
there you go.
Yeah. What's wrong? She a rich lady.
She deserves, she brings something to the table.
Yeah, she has her own table.
Why she gotta get somebody that don't make as much money as she needs? She needs.
Guys, that's why it's about communication. This show, what you said, I didn't catch that. I was like, okay, but she needs to get his bread. Like that's, I was like, okay, no, because she has her own bread. She needs somebody that could bang with her.
She need not have a guy that she got to buy sneakers when she buys sneakers.
I love it. You see, communication. That's why, guys, today's show, Tough Talk Communication Cycle.
Y'all know I'm finna come with it. In other hip hop news, Nick Cannon. Now, y'all know that Nick Cannon just lost a baby. We talked about this about 2 months ago. Nick Cannon just lost a baby. Mm-hmm. Nick Cannon got a new baby in somebody right now. Now, this is baby number 8 and with a new woman.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But he said there's no slowdown.
He said he's going to keep going.
Yeah. And hey, you can afford it.
Yep.
You can parent. As long as you're parenting, you can go form a whole village. Just make sure everybody know who's in their village, though.
Right.
For sure.
That's your sister and that's your brother.
Especially when you have multiple... Yeah. You know, units, you got to just know, like,
But my dad did it with us. It's 16 of us. Mm-hmm. And he just made sure that we was all together from four different moms. And he was like, look at everybody's face. Don't y'all look alike? Y'all siblings. Mm-hmm. Don't y'all kiss on the lips. Okay. Y'all know your father is a vain man. I don't want no children here to look funny in the face. Wow. Don't do it. We don't need no more off-brand mentality. So don't bring nobody... that y'all was doing kissing. Don't let me see it.
Okay.
And I think that's how it's supposed to go. But, I think that Nick Cannon is supposed to procreate. I think you're supposed to have as many as you can afford to take care of and set up their funds and stuff like that for, because the world needs this. The world needs, black people and black children.
Yeah, it kind of gives a little plug to what we're talking next week. We're talking relationships and we're going in next week. We're talking all kind of different types of relationships, too.
This is the segue. I really want to talk about the funny stuff. So I'm going to just get to the regular stuff first, and then I got to get into this, because I'm like, oh my gosh, what is going on? So we know that we've been keeping up with the housewives, a lot of us out there. I know y'all listening, that we've been wanting to know what's going on with the Real Housewives of Atlanta, as they haven't put out a show since 2020.
And no one left.
And behind NeNe Leakes being no longer being on the show, we don't want to say if she's been put off or she actually left, but we know that she was having some issues connecting after the death of her husband. And so now NeNe Leakes is back in the scene and she is actually dating. And she is seen out there right now showing out with her new boo, and I'm looking at him, he looked kind of cute. I'm like, NeNe, you keep pulling telling them, I don't know where Nene get them at this age, but Nene, I hope I have the luck that you have at when I get to your age when it comes to men. And she keeps pulling these ball of shot callers. So, you know, that he fits right into her lifestyle. So he had a whole night for her, and the signs that came out for her bottles all said rich bitch. That's how you know that a guy really likes you, when he's like, he's applauding every party. Like, I love that gold digger part of you, girl. You come on over here with your gold digging self. Let me buy you something cute, put on, and go to the club and act up. And you know what? She's out here living her best life. So I just want to send all the mental energy to Nene Leakes for being able to get back into love and the swing of things. I'm proud of you, girl. And you look good. Yeah. So do you guys know who... let me get this young man's name, because y'all know I have a problem with names.
Yep.
Yeah, you know this. Kodak Black. Yeah. So Kodak Black is battling being a kleptomaniac right now.
Okay.
Stop it.
I swear.
Stop it right now.
Y'all know that Kodak Black is super rich, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
He said he's having a problem right now, and he said, and he cannot help himself. He keeps stealing. So it started about a month ago with a hot weenie from a gas station. And he started off, he was laughing about it. And he's like, you know, and he took a bit of like videos and screenshots of it. He's like, I just stole this. I just wanted to see if I still had it.
He should have went to jail. Wait, somebody should have seen that, just because you're so foolish. You should have went to jail.
It's a hot weenie, but look. Should have went to jail. He done upgraded. He done went to some fancy store. Now it's really about to be a problem, because he done took like a diamond encrusted back scratcher.
Stop it.
He said, y'all, shaking my head, I done turned into a thief out here. LOL. Just stole a damn back scratcher out the store. I guess I still got it, B.
Yeah. I hope he's trolling. Yeah. I hope he paid for it. He's just doing this for...
He really stealing. And he said, if y'all keep it up out here and let me in these stores, I'm going to start boozing clothes next.
Oh, man.
So Kodak,
if he doesn't go on to online shopping.
I know, right?
Kodak Black is out here. You know, he out here acting up for the people. And I'm going to tell you something. This is why I say Hollywood has been really entertaining lately. And I think that we tend to forget that entertainers are real people, too.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And it has been hilarious, honestly, watching part of his journey and him just documenting this part right here. And he probably isn't stealing the stuff, honestly. I'm just, you know, just joking, you know, in real life. He probably is not stealing this stuff, but it's funny.
Yeah.
And it's entertaining. And it takes a little bit off of all of the heavy stuff that we're talking about these days.
Facts.
So I appreciate Kodak Black and his kleptomanianism. I think that it is hilarious. And I'm going to end this segment by just talking about a little bit of what Cardi B has been going through. You know that Cardi B was being, we talked about this the last couple of shows, about Cardi B being suing a blogger, about a YouTube blogger, about her saying that Cardi B
had herpes.
She had herpes. She said that she used to drug people and rob them. Now Cardi B did reference,
I know, I was like, didn't she say
doing
that?
Stuff like that in the club, but not to that extent, not to the extent that Tasha K was talking about. Anyways, in the suit, Cardi B won.
Ooh.
Good for her.
Yeah. She won. A lot of people thought that it wasn't going to hold up, but there was no proof. You have no proof, and you're just saying these things. So now we got a problem. $1.25 million in liable against celebrity gossip blogger. So I hope that
Tasha's messy too.
Yeah. Tasha better have her coins up.
Yo, wow.
Better get her coins up.
That's going to set a precedent, though. Exactly. That should set a precedent.
I think she does, because she gets a lot of views. I mean, I think she's the one with the wine, right? She always comes with a big wine glass or something. I think I've seen one or two, and like I can't watch a full show, because I'm just like, it's too much. And I don't respond to people yelling at me. Why are you yelling at me to give me information? But it's just like, it feels unfounded at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So good for her. Wow. Good for her. Especially everything that Cardi's doing right now for the community and for... there was the complex of the apartment that burned down, and she's paying the medical bills for all that.
And all the funerals. And she gathered up some more celebrities too to actually help pay into this fund too. So I'm feeling Cardi. You know what? Yeah. They couldn't let her loose. She's doing too much right now. Mm-hmm. She's really like, come on, give the girl a break. And I'm happy that they did.
Wow.
So
So that's been that entertainment segment. So now we're about to dive into our new segment we're bringing in. You want to intro it, Kaya? Oh, no. It's going to be a what? So basically, we said, as you guys know, this is the Empower Hour, and it's important that we feature our artists in the city.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So obviously, we're starting with the one and only M City Solo, but every week, I think it's a value to, you know, highlight some of our, I don't want to say local talent, which are independent talent.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Because, yo, they're doing it, and it's like, this is the Empower Hour, and we're here to give them a platform. You know what I mean? So that's what I do. So let's cut into the track. And I found that I had nominated this track, not because it's MC Solo and I listen to all MC Solo music, but it's the track Apologies is in line with the topic of the day, mm-hmm. right? Which is communication, mm-hmm. right? So so we're going to run in and ask you guys to just listen to it because it really does address both sides from the male and female standpoint. You know, and then you guys dive into the interview, MC Solo.
To the mothers and daughters, we were supposed to protect you, and we let you get slaughtered. We became your danger, turned your love to anger, treated you like strangers, turned around and blamed you, even f***ed with your crown, European your style, you were supposed to stand out, now you try and be down, oh you try and fit in, got you bleaching your skin, that's some pain from within, that we play our part in, damn, too much attitude, what does that even mean, the hardest shells usually lead to the sweetest kings, black and brown queens, creators of the earth, I know it hurts, for what it's worth, I'm sorry, most of us out here is insecure, and we self-sabotage when the love is pure, it's immature, but it's still the truth, it's no excuse, this is overdue. See, when you hurting, you just spread the hurt. Most of us don't even know that we hurting. That's what makes it worse. Pops left, mama going to work. Then she going to church, praying hard for a miracle. Got you scared to communicate, cause you don't want to add more to a plate. Can't tell your friends, cause we all going through the same thing. Everybody on some suck it up, gotta maintain. And that's all you've been trying to do. True shit, imagine trying to build a fucking house. No blueprint, but you still had to make it happen. While you trying to figure that out, don't get caught lacking. No capping, feds is killing, and your people too. And they usually be the ones that grew up just like you. So the next apology, it gotta go to me. I ain't know what you were going through, but now I see. Honestly, apologies in order.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that was M City Solo. Yes,
yes. Featuring
Cali Pop.
Oh.
And that was Apologies, y'all. Yeah. Now, I hope that y'all listen good. And if you have any questions, feel free to, you know, tune in and send us a message and let us know what you want to ask. But Solo.
Yes.
Woo, deep song. Tell me a little about the premise and how you started writing this song. I feel like it goes along with the theme of today. Tell me how you started this.
Well, with this record, it was, well, for one, I was listening to Tupac. I was listening to, what record was it? It was I Ain't Mad At You.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, yo, how come no one makes records like these anymore? Like, that just speak to the community on what's going on and like just basically mirrors what's going on in the community. So then I started, that's what sparked the idea in the first place. And then I just online, just looking at what's going on with women. I have a lot of women in my family. And even as I get older, I'm like, yo, a lot of guys are trash. I didn't even realize because I'm a guy, I'm always defending guys. But then when you really dial it back, it's like, oh, he did that? Like, guys be going to the next level of trashism sometimes. So it's like, okay. So I started writing the verse just to let women know that it's not all guys. And like, listen, some guys don't have enough maturity to realize that they're an issue. So if you're looking for the apology, I'll give it to you. So that's what sparked it. And then as I was starting to work on the second verse, I'm like, okay, I'm not just going to bash guys the entire record. That doesn't make sense because there's a reason why guys are the way they are as well. So the second verse was more dedicated to the guys because letting them know that I understand you don't have communication skills because you grew up without them.
Your mama ain't teaching.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a part, you know, you want to communicate, but you see your mom's going through things, so you're holding it all in because you don't want to add more to her plate. And a lot of guys go through that, and then they end up... see, how I start the verse is, when you're hurting, you just spread the hurt. Most of us don't even know that we're hurting. That's what makes it worse.
Mm.
So it's like, hurt people, and the worst is if you don't even know you hurt, you're out here just spreading hurt everywhere, and you're thinking you're fine. So it's like, that's how I started the verse, to let them know I understand where you're coming from, and you're out here hurting, and you're not acknowledging it. So the second verse was apology to guys. The first verse was apology to women. Mm. And it was just like, yeah, the community, I felt like they needed. And then right after, a lot of stuff was happening with like the women. Remember last year, a lot of women were...
Femicides.
Yeah, the femicides were happening, and it just fit in like perfectly for the time.
I love that.
Thank you.
I love that. Honestly, I really do. The fact that you're able to see both sides of it and communicate it on that level, it's not an easy thing to do, especially when it comes to music. If you were just writing an essay or maybe even writing a poem, it's different. But to take it and put it to music and formulate your mind around those types of thoughts is actually super powerful. Okay. Tell me, because you're saying, you know, you wanted to say do both sides of it. Tell me what you think men of today could use as far as communication and how to start that, how to start communicating as a man.
As a man, honestly, for one, you have to acknowledge, you have to communicate with yourself. I find first, like, learn yourself, know who you are for real. Like, know what you like for real, not what your environment tells you you're supposed to like, not what everyone around you or the conditions you've been put in is telling you're supposed to like. What do you like for real? How do you want to communicate for real? Are you emotional? It's okay to be emotional. All that you got to actually come to grips with first before you actually want to deal with other people, because you just end up being toxic on everyone you're meeting. So I would really say it's just get in tune with yourself. Get in tune with yourself. You're see what triggers you. See why you get mad. If you get mad at certain things, why is that? Figure it out. Learn yourself before you try to, you know, hook up with other people or just have other people involved in your life.
I love that. So tell me what Solo is doing. Tell me what MC Lee Solo is doing these days. What you working on? What you got going on?
I'm working on a bunch of new music. I'm going to release a bunch of new tracks this year. Honestly, because of my civil rights and everything was being attacked, I had no desire to release music for a minute. But every time it just didn't feel like the right time. It's like there's other messages that need to be put out right now, and it's not my music. But then I was having a conversation with someone, they're just letting me know, but the world needs music. It's a time right now that's stressful for everyone, so we actually do need music. So it's like, okay, you know what, I had to dial it back. So I record, I have like 20 something records ready to go. I'm about to just start just dropping them. But I had no desire before, but now I got the battery back on my back, so I'm just gonna be dropping records very soon and videos. And we're working with you too. I have a record day.
Oh yeah, hit me. You know, I'm excited. You know. I actually been getting hit up for a lot of collabs these days too. So I'm ready. I'm actually thinking on that level now. Now I'm thinking a little, I'm like, okay, cut it back a little bit so somebody else could get in there. Cause I'd be like, So I'm happy that you said that. Let me know when you're ready. I'm down.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
1,000,000%.
And does anybody else have any questions? Cause you know, I can do this for hours and hours.
You know, I was planning on playing that song today, but I was like, maybe not like when you're listening in the morning, probably not. But.
No, basically no. What I like is just, you know, the consistency MC Soul keeps coming with, obviously, just and being able to put out like timeless tracks that you, when you hear it, like it's like it's, you know, it's like the, yeah, it's timeless, for lack of a better term. It's like it's something that it's not a hype, it's things that impact you, you know, like long term. Mm-hmm. Things that, you know, that there's a value to the music, you know, like, you know, no pun intended, but it's like music with meaning, you know. So that's really what it is. And actually, yeah, on that note, before you guys wrap, another plug, but no, there's a lot going on, guys, a lot going on in the community. But this coming, it's the 1st of February, so what's that, this Tuesday?
Oh, just yeah. Sorry, we just want to get Solo. Can we get Solo to give his handles, please?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no,
for,
yeah.
Just for the end of this interview, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't. Yeah, no, I figured you guys are going to go back in. I just figured I'd just plug something on the topic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we're having a men's discussion.
Bet. Yeah.
No, let's finish with MC Soul.
You guys have more after that? Okay.
Sorry. No, well, we
want to get Solo's
motivational talks.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
Solo, please give us your handles so the people know where to find your music and anything else that you're doing and how to keep up with you.
Check me out at, well, for one, mcdsolo.com. Mm-hmm. Period. It has everything on there. It has my merch. If you want to buy my merch, it has my bio. If you want to book me for shows, you could do everything through mcdsolo.com. But if you don't want to just do that, then you can go on IG, Twitter, Facebook. It's all the same handle, mcdsolo, mcitysolo, on all the platforms. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, thanks. Can I do the plug now? I could do
it. Yeah,
plug?
Yeah. Sorry,
no,
about
okay,
that.
Cool. No, it's okay. So now I was just saying, there's on the 1st of February, so that is the launch of Black Empowerment Month. 7 p.m. we're going to be hosting, thanks to a group called Brothers Got Your Back. It's actually a group with men within the community that get together to discuss. So they usually can get together on the first Tuesday of every month for men to just come together and just express themselves, you know, and to be able to communicate. So we're having a discussion again on the same topic of communication. So brothers who are interested, well, actually, shoot, by the time you guys hear this, it would have passed. So the next time, you guys know, like, as you're hearing it on the, well, our live studio audience, now you guys know it's going to come up on Tuesday, and it's going to be on the OC, the OC online community, and that's where we're hearing it on the radio. Definitely, we're going to see, just stay in tune so you could be invited to the next one. And I want to remind people one more time also to get in contact with MC Soul, especially artists, because there's one thing that you didn't mention, aside from the music, is just working on support for artists who are coming up. So I think that's a value for us, you know, for other entertainers in the community. So if you are a up and coming artist and you are interested in, you know, any kind of support, the idea is to be able to come together as artists and to support each other. So I commend you on that you're doing, and I just encourage the other artists listening to get in contact with MTD Solo.
Yes, hit me up. It's honestly, right now I've been in the game for a serious minute, so if you have any questions, any knowledge, just to kick back, I don't mind. I let people know all the information I got is open. I don't see people as competition to me, so I don't mind giving out information.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather you be on my level so then I could beat you for real.
Yeah. Blessings.
Well, on that note, we'll bring it down for the episode. I'm bringing back my affirmations of the week
and, woohoo, claps,
and things like that. So
we're looking forward to these.
Okay, with the snaps. So this week's quote is, success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. And so when you have a goal, you want to kind of break that into pieces and celebrate those successes of what you achieve, as opposed to trying to go for this big chunk and feel overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, break that down, get every step, and celebrate your steps in that.
Nice. Yep.
That's dope.
I have a little something else, too.
Stop it, Jim.
Got me a little joke of the day.
Come on, Gigi. Yeah. Come on with it, G. We missed that.
Got a little joke of the day. So, if you drive a Subaru in reverse, what are you?
Subaru in reverse? Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be dumb.
You are a bus.
Oh, you know what?
I didn't get it.
Of course you didn't.
Subaru backwards.
Oh, man.
No, you know what?
That's it. This brings me so much joy. Oh,
great.
Damn.
That was a great joke right there.
Sometimes I love it.
No. But I love it all the time because Pharaoh doesn't.
Ah.
Yes. So every time he doesn't love it, I love it Camera so much. Back to me. So much. The other thing too, says we're, I'm sorry, I forgot what you got. You said the Black Empowerment Month?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we got a couple of black facts.
Yeah. Black facts, black facts.
Yeah. You saw I paused. Yeah. I knew it was coming.
No, you got to drop it. Anyways, guys are working on something.
It's done. That was the gist of it. It was really just a thought process, but we can go and record that little snippet.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, we got to record that snippet. Yeah,
sure. Okay, so it's.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.